Those who think they know nothing, and I think I know, but I know I don't. Which means that's something I know. Wait, but that means I know nothing. What the f***?
Hi. So, I've written something. And now I wish to read it, because I think it's an important reminder. So this is to all the givers. We've been selfish. I found that after time, I no longer believe people who give to others before themselves. It is mere inauthenticity. He or she is one who whimpers for rewards from such acts, while most likely denying it to be so, draining their wells in order to receive permission to be crowned giver or honored carer, in continuous search of the impossible, permanent confirmation, because after all, everything forever changes. While one who has been fully satisfied, or satisfied fully, anyway, which works for you, by none other than themselves. I'm going to go back and say that again because it sounded confusing. While one who has been satisfied fully by none other than themselves gives without expectation, nor for any means to particular ends, for he relies only on himself and is blessed to find the unexpected love that surrounds him in the form of his loving family and trusted tribe as a result of his overflowing cup. Cups are talked about a lot. We all have a cup. Is it filled? Is it being filled? What happens when it's not being filled? Does it stay empty? Who's the filler of your cup? I think an answer for sure is do you fill your own cup? Which is answering that answer with a question, of course, but it's a good answer. I felt this was important because I've recognized it in my own life, and I've also continually recognized it within my family, and I see it a lot within my friends, because I seem to surround myself with people who want to be good, and that's awesome, that's cool, like, that's definitely along the right path. However, our idea of good, or how to be good, is twisted, because we are naturally at the essence of what we are. It is just good. The attempting and trying to be something which you are is not doing, if that makes sense to you. In other words, you can't do something if you're trying to do it. You know what I mean? So the idea that we've been given about being a good person, a caring or kind or loving person, is that you have to be there for other people and give to other people all that you can. Give it away, and throw it off to them. And weirdly enough, I've seen this cause a lot of pain. I see this cause a lot of pain to other people because they find themselves with nothing left. And they find themselves unhappy and miserable. So it's like, as long as you think you're making other people happy, it's all right if you're expending your own health. This is inevitably what we've been taught. Almost that other people are more important than us. That's mad. But we wouldn't dare think the other way. Because, well, then that's egotistical. Wouldn't want that. Wouldn't want to be egotistical now, would we? Oh, full of myself, talking about Dylan 24/7. Who wants to hear that? I don't know. Who does? I mean, you seem to want to hear about other people. And when I say you, I'm not direct. Who knows? I only say these things because I've recognized it in myself and I've seen how poor of a way it is to treat yourself. Everyone else is important. It's okay if everyone else is egotistical, but if I'm egotistical, judgment everywhere, left, right, and center. You are so important. You're so important to this game, whatever you want to call it. It's like you have so much more to offer alive and happy. You have not much to offer the world if you're upset and down because you can't be a good friend to yourself. Be kind to yourself. No one else will. And if people are kind, you dope. But that's mainly down to, I'm not going to assume. But you'll find a lot of time it's because they're trying to be a good person. Because they don't believe they are. They need a confirmation from other people. They need that feeling of like, wow, you're such a good person. You want that momentary satisfaction. And I say momentary because, as I said in the thing, everything's always changing, obviously. And you'll find, for people that relate to this, you'll find that, yeah, you get that satisfaction. You know it doesn't last. You know by tomorrow you're going to be needing to do something again to kind of prove your worthiness. Prove your worthiness. Because for some reason, you just won't believe that you're worth it. You are worth it. You are incredible. Like, you're capable of amazing things. But not when you're drained and have nothing to offer except sadness and uncomfort. And you need to give to you. What do you want? Be a giver, but to yourself first. And you'll find it's a lot easy. It's very easy to be a giver because it's just naturally what you want to do and it's naturally who you are. But these days, being a giver is such a draining thing, and this is why a lot of people prefer to just be a bad person, because it's so much easier than being a good person. Yes, it's harder to be this idea of good, but to naturally be good, no, it's a very easy thing, trust me. But to be what we think good is, no, that's hard, because it's so unnatural, it's forced, it's inauthentic. As people, we love it, authenticity, like, we crave it, we desire it, like, you see someone being real, you're like, whoa, that's amazing. That's cool. We want that. But to try and replicate that, that again is inauthentic. And when you're doing that, you end up beating yourself up because you know you're full of You know you're full of it. You know you're full of it. But that's okay. Like, recognize that and be like, okay, well, why am I doing this? Because is it because I want to do it, or is it because I think that's what other people want to see? Anyway, this is going on a lot more longer than I thought, but I kind of wanted to explain it because it's an important thing to me. Just because I've hurt myself a lot doing this, and the freedom of recognizing the truth of what you are, so much easier. Easy, chill, fun, have fun, bro. Anyway, much love. Please look after yourself. You are important. You're worth a lot of things. You're worth anything. You're worth it. Right. Anyway, peace and love. I hope you enjoyed this. I know I enjoyed making it.